A time of Lectio Divina for the discerning heart.
Monday of the fifth week in Eastertide.
As you begin, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. For the next few moments, surrender all the cares and concerns of this day to the Lord. Say slowly from your heart, Jesus, I trust in you. You take over. Become aware that He is with you, looking upon you with love, wanting to be heard deep within your heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 21 through 26.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Anybody who receives my commandments and keeps them will be one who loves me. And anyone who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and show myself to him." Judas, this was not Judas Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, what is this all about? Do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, and my word is not my own. It is the word of the one who sent me. I have said these things to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you."
What word made this passage come alive for you? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, give the Lord an opportunity to speak to you. Jesus said to his disciples, "Anybody who receives my commandments and keeps them will be one who loves me. And anybody who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I shall love him and show myself to him." Judas, this was not Judas Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, what is all this about? Do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, and my word is not my own. It is the word of the one who sent me. I have said these things to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you."
What did your heart feel as you listened? What did you sense the Lord saying to you? Once more, through him, with him, and in him, listen to the word. Jesus said to his disciples, "Anybody who receives my commandments and keeps them will be one who loves me, and anyone who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and show myself to him." Judas, this was not Judas Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, what is this all about? Do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, and my word is not my own. It is the word of the one who sent me. I have said these things to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you."
What touched your heart in this time of prayer? What did your heart feel as you prayed? What do you hope to carry with you from this time with the Lord? Let us now close with the prayer to the Father that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.